big day. The title of tonight's Vaz is called A Day Like No Other. Chag Purim, Chag Purim, Chag Purim, Chag Gadol Yehudim. That's how the song goes. It is a great holiday in the Jewish nation. And considering such, it's important and vital to hear the words of Shlomo HaMelech in Kehelis, where he says the following. Bayoim toiv, heyei betoiv. On a good day, be good. The obvious question is, what's the chiddush of Shlomo HaMelech? What is he teaching us with these words? So we have to go to Rav Miller. Perfect timing. What does it mean by Yoyim Toiv Heye B'Toiv, on a good day, be good? So Rav Miller explains it means on a good day, you have to try to maximize it to its fullest. Such days are not every day. People would want it, then you wouldn't appreciate it. It's one perm year. Perm katan, okay. This year we had somewhat of a double dosage, but Purim itself is only once a year. And it's 24 hours, 25 at most. Like a postcard. You know postcards? Nobody uses that anymore. But in the olden days, when I was a little boy, we used to have postcards. And we'd write from camp. And you try to fill up the entire thing. And then you get to the bottom of the postcard and you realize there's so little left. You start writing a little small letter and then you go around the side. You can't fathom. Purim is a postcard. A small amount of time to maximize. By Yoyim Toiv, Heyei B'Toiv. Be good. Grab the good. And Arizal says famously that Yoyim Kippur is Yoyim Kippurim. Yoyim Kippurim. And there are so many explanations for this connection of Yom Kippur and Purim. But we're going to just bring out one right now. And that is just like Yom Kippur is a day of prayer, an unbelievable Ace Ratzon, so too Purim is an unbelievable Ace Ratzon, a time of mercy, a time that a person's tefillos are answered like no other time of year, except maybe Yom Kippur. Literally. No jokes. Serious business. Kol ha-poishet yad noisnim loy. Anybody that sticks out his hand, Halacha says you're supposed to give him one. Even if a gorilla sticks out his hand to you, he's dressed like a gorilla. We don't look at the superficialities on Purim, no matter what the guy looks like. If he's dressed like an Arab. Oh, no one does that this year. I'm sure there'll be a lot of soldiers. However, a person is dressed up as, doesn't make a difference. Whoever it is, kol ha-poishet yad noisim loy. Whoever puts out his hand, just give him. Kaviyachol Hashem keeps that same halacha. Kol ha-poishet yad. Anybody that sticks out his hand to Hashem, whatever you're asking for, Hashem will give you. Doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, what coverings you have upon you from throughout the year, doesn't make a difference. Kol ha-poishet yad. You're a yid, kol ha-poishet yad. Nois and loy. And it's been tried and tested, Rabbi Sai. A lot of stories. Stories that happened in our own yeshiva and all over the world. Rabbi Meilich Biderman tells over how he once walked into a shul on Purim night, and the entire shul was filled to capacity with people saying to him. The place was filled. It was 2 in the morning. Purim night. Can you imagine? Purim night, everyone is pounding to him. There was one particular boy in the back that was hacking around. Somebody said to him, come, daven. He said, that yid became a chassan 2 months later. That yid, if he wasn't davening, then they pulled him in. There was a group that Nosson Bach-Feigl tells over, a group of people in Lakewood that Hashem Yerachim all had different tzaros, and they made a pact on Purim one year, and they're all going to get together and have a tremendous avodah on Purim, tefillos and all types of things on Purim. Every one of them, bar none, was zeichet in Yeshua's that year. Every single one of them. Purim is not Pashir, Rabbi Sai. So what should we do on Purim? Yes, we have to do mitzvah sayyami. And yes, we have to do the simcha. And yes, we have to drink somewhat. One thing for sure is you gotta daven. You gotta have the tehillim in hand. Walk around with the tehillim. Small pocket tehillim, Rabbi Sai. The emes is, you have to have one solid Shemoneh Esrei. That's a long one, like on the Elamic Shemoneh Esrei. Maariv and Shacharis is hard because people are waiting for you from Kriyas and Megillah, or they're not going to wait for you from Kriyas and Megillah. They may have done that. And had to listen with the women. And that was a different time. Actually, I once fell asleep in the first reading. Like a second, that's all it takes. That was it. I had to go back and listen by the women. Yeah, that was embarrassing. So, for years after that, I stood by Kriyas and Megillah. For years after that. This year is mamish clutch, because not fasting this year. Right, but it's Shabbos, no fasting. You have Kohl on Abdullah. But yeah.
Rabbi, I once heard the author of the Kohi Talachas, from his Ani Lashra Kleinman, I once heard him recommend, especially when it's right after a tainus, he recommended that people should stand.
I think, really?
Yeah, I think
well,
he said.
Very good, see that? Okay, Barash HaKivalkin. Lamaisa, Mincha, there's no Kriyas Megillah. Mincha, you gotta find yourself in a place where you really have time. No jokes. And the Beis Sanhedrin, you have an opportunity to daven. You have a long list of things that you want from the Eishter. You have to put on top of the list. Mashiach Tzikein, you have to put on top of the list. Mashiach Tzikein. No matter what you have to ask on Hashem, which is very important. But the Maisa, there's one thing on the top of the list. Have to Mashiach. Klal Yisrael needs our Tfilos. Rabbi said this Purim more than ever before. We have to pour out our hearts on Purim. And come with your list prepared to be able to daven a real davening on Purim. But they say over the following enlightening and yet frightening story/mashal. I don't know if it's a true story. I don't know if it's a mashal. There was a certain Jew. He was a very big tzaddik. And the reality was that he was given such a koyach of tefillah that whatever he said would come true. And because of that, the satan did not want him to utilize his koyach. So, again, I don't know if it's a mashal, if it's a true story, I don't know. But the satan caused it to be that this Jew became a drunkard. And he was always drunk. So that he never had the das, the seichel, to to be able to utilize the koyach that Hashem gave him. From night to morning, he just kept drinking, and he drank his years away, and the koyach fell to naught. And of course, the mashal is that Purim is such a day of tefillah, and the Satan doesn't want us to utilize the day. So the Satan, Rahman al-Islam, causes people to be so drunk, that they'll just miss the whole day away. I remember, I don't think I said this here in bed, but I don't remember, I spoke in a number of places, but there was once a guy, I still feel for him today. He walked into the Beis Medrash the day after Purim. Where did I say this? I don't know. He walked into the Beis Medrash the day after Purim, and he said, he saw little remainders of Haman's leg was still hanging from the ceiling, because they put him on a noose. So he was like, did I miss it? And I said, actually, you were there. Your body was there. I mean, he was mostly in the garbage most of the night. But then he was there. He had zero recollection. And he started crying, Amish. And I said, it was always next year, He literally was in pain. He missed Purim. He literally missed Purim. And some people, because they don't prepare in advance properly, they actually miss Purim. The best mashal, I especially say it's the best mashal because it's mine, my favorite mashal that I ever said was about the chasen under his chuppah. The chasen under his chuppah is the opportunity that the heavens are open. Rabbi Yisrael, anybody here married yet? Not yet. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, the karav. All of you want the karav? You want the karav? Okay, good. So okay. All of you bakar. So, when the heavens are open under the chuppah, there's a lot of things to daven for. The first thing you got to daven for is Mashiach. And there's a question that I've actually asked. If so many chasanim have been there under the chuppah, how come Mashiach hasn't come yet? And the answer of Pam said was, because the chasan under the chuppah says, Hashem, please bring Mashiach after the wedding. After the wedding's over, please bring Mashiach after the wedding. Please bring Mashiach after the wedding. Yeah, you want Mashiach. And you're a term of Mashiach. But the place is something else that goes on. And this is the most pitiful piece. And this is the true thing. You've been at weddings, and you've seen this with your own eyes. You have the chasan under the chuppah, and he's davening, hopefully he's davening, and then all of a sudden the kids start coming down the aisle, and the music changes. Right? And all of a sudden, all types of kids, everyone starts laughing, and the flowers fall, and the little kid, and the whole place is watching little kids, and forget it, it's mamish freilach, and the chassan is watching, he's laughing, and I would literally want to go over to him and say, hello, don't look at them. Stop with the kinderspiel. The heavens are open for crying out loud. This is your chance. You have a few more minutes left. This is it. This is it for the whole life. It's right now. This is it. The heavens are open for you right now. Your entire future, all your generations, everything is right now. And you're watching little kids. And that's Purim. That's what's scary. So many people miss the whole Purim because of shtick. The amount of time and they're doing a shtick here today? They don't do shtick at the stage, all right?
I had a little bit today. They put it away. A little bit.
Crazy. There were guys who bought chickens in their chicken farm, and the amount of koiches and nights that went into the shtick, that's before Purim. So on Purim, so many people miss Purim because they're so busy with kinderspiel when the heavens are open, meaning to say, of course a person's supposed to be with simcha, no question about it. But so many times a person gets stuck on the tafel, on the silliness, instead of utilizing the greatness of the day. Shana Melech is screaming to us, by Yoyim Toy, hey yay betoy, if you have a good day, grab it. It's only once a year. There's only one Purim a year for you to grab the opportunity and Purim. So much to accomplish on this small day. Don't let it get lost. But I want to add one more point. I think this is the most important point, perhaps. In truth of truth, if one does it right, with Seichel in advance, a person can accomplish the most on Purim when he's under the influence of some alcohol in the right way, with the right measure. And that's really the best time of all. In every aspect, both in Tefillah and both in Aliyah. It says, Chayiv Inish, with a Sumei Vepurim, a person is supposed to get inebriated on Purim, Adaloyana. Many explain that the word Levesume comes from the same letters as the word Bosem, Besamen, spices. It doesn't have to do with Purim. The Pshat is, a person is supposed to express from himself the sweetness of himself. There's a beauty inside every single yid. And that beauty a lot of times lays dormant and covered over. Through the power of alcohol, nichnas yayin, yatzasayit. Wine comes in, secrets come out. What are the secrets that come out from a yid, an Erlich, a Jew? The secrets that come out of a Jew is the sweetness of the soul. You could tell a person, Bikisoi, by his wallet, Kersei, by his drink, Kasei, when he gets angry. So you could tell a person. You could tell a person, Bikisoi. Fascinating fact. Fun fact. Fascinating fun fact. And the elephant said, thousands of boys went through his house on Purim. Thousands of very drunk boys went through his house on Purim. And the elephant said, he was made, he testified, not one in all his years ever said something that was inappropriate on Purim in his inauguration. Isn't that a fact here? Isn't that a beautiful fact? Drivers of yeshiva guys, with all the vomit that were in their limousines on Purim, commented that they couldn't get over what happens to Jew boys when they get drunk. It's called Jewish boys. Jewish boys when they get drunk. While in the bars, they're at each other's throats, killing each other. The Jewish boys are hugging each other. Levesume bepurya adaloyoda means there's a sweetness that comes out from the Jewish soul. If you do it right, in a way that's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, and not Chas V'Shalom vice versa, the part of you that's going to come out is the realest, this word, is the most real part of you. The most sincere part of you is going to come out. And at that moment of the true you, if you daven at that moment, that's where you need to have enough seichel to daven. That's not supposed to be shikr ka light. Not supposed to be shikr like light, where you don't know all what's going on. No. How it works, but it means because you can't be in a situation where you're going to be over anything, and you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. If you're over benching, if you can't daven marav properly, then what are you doing? Right? You can't be over anything. Elamai has to be a situation where it's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So you're enough inebriated livesume, to bring out that true, sincere sweetness from yourself. And at that moment of true clarity, when you daven to Hashem, Lasois Ritzoin Chochofotzti Hashem, I only want to do your Ratzon. Hashem, I only want to be close to you. Please, Hashem, help me to be everything that I can be and I'm supposed to be. Wow. That tefillah is the most powerful tefillah of all. That's the kutz. That's where the satan is not able to touch. The satan wants a person to just be washed away from birth. To have no seichel, where he doesn't even have the ability to daven anymore. That's the chayr of the pshat and the mashal. Where he doesn't have the forethought in advance to understand that I'm going into a situation of what I'm going to bring out the specialness of myself now. But if you go in with that mindset, and I'm going to utilize the Simchas Purim in a way that's going to bring me to places that I cannot reach during the rest of the year, it's not to be believed what could happen to a person on Purim. In a hapach. He could totally turn upside down in a good way. I know people personally. I know a Yid who lives in Geula today. A few years older than me. I remember he was not. Happens to be a relative of yours. And he was not quite the yeshiva bachur in high school. And he fell on a pair's lap in the middle of the Purim, and I saw it. And his life was changed right there, forever. Today he's a Marvitz Taira. Children that are married, Marvitz Taira, and Tamim Chachamim. Today, all from Purim. So many people. The lives were changed from Purim. They didn't miss Purim. They maximized Purim. The Baisai did like no other. Let's be Zeicha Ba'ezah Hashem Yisrael. This Purim to be Halavai Mishalayim Avinuya. But Chas V'Shalom, not let's utilize it to daven for that. Let's be Zeicha to Yeshua's Simchas, and Aliyah's take a Simcha, take a Purim by everyone. Shechet, forgive me in your time. And that is a sentence to be continued for 3 weeks from tonight.